From the Gemara, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, go over the Gemara quickly then to learn the Tosfos. Boy minei rove me Rav Nachman. Helem ze veze biyodoy mahu. What is the halacha? We hear two halachas in the Mishnah. If there was Shigiga Shabbos, the sib of the Chilul Shabbos was he forgot that today is Shabbos, and he did many malachas, so he brings one called Mechatas. He knew that it was Shabbos, but there were Shigigas Malachas, so he brings a Chatas of Kol Malacha Malach. So Rove asked Rav Nachman Ashayla, Helem ze veze biyodei mahu. What is the halacha if they were both halomas? It was Helem Shabbos, and Helem, he did not know that today is Shabbos, knew about Shabbos, but he did not know that today is Shabbos, and the malachas he had done, he did not know that these malachas were awesome. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mahu chayev achas al kula. Since there's a helem Shabbos, so he's chayev one kolben for all malachis. Oy al kol achas v'achas. Ukamiboy lehode toni le'el. That we had learned on Daf Samach Tes. Shogag bozeh u bozeh. The person forgot that today is Shabbos, and he forgot that these malachis are also. Zeu shaygig kalma b'teira. That falls into the category of shaygig. And he brings a chatos. Mahu. L'chiyuve chodo. Do you bring one kolben? Since there was a shigige Shabbos, you bring one kolben. L'chiyuve yakulu. Or do you bring on each shkoga a different kolben? M'masnisen de sheikh iker Shabbos. The Mishnah that speaks about he was unaware of Shabbos, he did not know Bechlal about Shabbos, they nechayev ala achas, loishamin alay. Da shecheyach ike Shabbos chodesh gogi. There is one shkoge. He didn't know Bechlal about Shabbos. So memele, there's no reason to bring more than one kolb. The shkoge was, he did not know about Shabbos. The chimi boilon biyoideya ike Shabbos. The shaila is when he knows about Shabbos. So when he knows about Shabbos, then pass the musik of Shigigas Melochis, that he did not know that this Melochis is also. If he didn't know about Shabbos, he doesn't know about anything. So then there's one Shkog, he doesn't know about Shabbos. But if he knows about Shabbos, so then there are separate Shkogis. Ava Melochis halalu einu yedei shasurais. He does not know that these Melochis are also. So here we have different shkoget. So here there's a svara to say that it should be mechuyev for each shkoget achatas. V'oid ne'la mimenu shehayim Shabbos. There's another halom. He does not know that today is Shabbos. The ike lemit l'shkoget al kol melocha melocha. You could be toile the shkoget is because he did not know each melocha. So here we have Shigigas Malachas. We have such a musik, because he knows about Shabbos, and he doesn't know that these Malachas are also. The Ikele Mitli Ahelem Shabbos, surpassed as a Indian of Helem Shabbos also, because he didn't know that today is Shabbos. The Chodesh Kogi. So we explained yesterday, L'chayre, the Shail of the Gemara is, why by Shigiges Shabbos do you bring one kolb? Is the reason you bring one kolb because you have one shkoge? That means if he did not know that today is Shabbos, and he knew all malachas were also. So why do you bring one kolb there? Do you bring one kolb there because there was only one shkoge? That's the only reason. So here there's a mokim to say, but here since there were Shigiges malachas, there were five shkogas. He did not know that Zri is also, he did not know that Ktsir is also. So Memela, so here we have more than one shkoga. There were Shigiges Malachis, so therefore you should bring five kovodas. Or it could be that the Shigiges Shabbos, if a person, Bechlau, did not know that today is Shabbos, so that's a pointer. That is a pointer that you don't have to bring more than one kolben. If you don't know Bechlal that today is Shabbos, Bechlal, the whole din of Shigiges Malachis is a chiddush, that each Malach is considered like a Bazunder Aveira. So that is, if there was Doin Shabbos, he knew that it's Shabbos, and he forgot the Malachis, so then the Torah says, Yechayiv, and each Shigiges Malachim Echayiv Akov. But could be, if there was a Shigiges Shabbos, if Bechlal, he did not know that today is Shabbos, so Memele, so then the Torah patterned all Malachis with one comb. So that is the Shaila, is Shigiges Shabbos not a Mechayiv of more, because they only have one Shkoge, or a Shigiges Shabbos a Poiter? The Nafgemin will be, I'll have another Mechayiv, I'll have a Mechayiv of Shigiges Malachis. If Shigiges Shabbos is not a Mechayiv, I have a new Mechayiv of Shigiges Malachis. If Shigiges Shabbos is a Poiter, that a Patos, you get away with one comb, so even though there are Shigiges Malachis, but since there's Shigiges Shabbos, they only brings one comb. That was the Lomdish Shaila that Rava asked Rav Nachman. Helem Zeh V'Zeh B'Yodei Mal. Omalei, so Rav Nachman held that Fakert, as long as there's a Helam Shabbos, you do not bring more than one kol. Helam Shabbos is a Poiter, so you only bring one kol. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, why you say like this? Punkt Fakert, Harei Helam Alochis B'yodai. Helam Shabbos, you only have one alum. Here you have a lot of alumas, a lot of shkoges. V'chayiv al kolachas vachas. Elo amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi went on a new angle. And he said, let us see, Take, what the main shkoge is. What is the cause? This person in Yisod doesn't know two things. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He doesn't know that Ktzir is also. He doesn't know these two things. It's Chazina. So we'll see what is the Iker Shkoge, the Shkoge HaShiroshi, the main Shkoge. Im Ishum Shabbos Koporish, if you go over to him, you'll tell him. Now he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, he doesn't know that Ktzir is also. And you see him in the middle of Shabbos, he's standing on a ladder, and he wants to cut off a fruit from a tree. So you scream, Shabbos! Shabbos? So all of a sudden he stops. Now, l'chayra, this person did not know that Ktzir is also Asa. And you told him Shabbos, so from the Shabbos already he chaffed that Ktzir is Asa. So memele, harei helam Shabbos b'yodai. So you see, by knowing Shabbos, he knew everything. He knew Ktzir is also Asa. So this whole chesar and yediyah, so the main halama was, he did not know that today is Shabbos. If he would know Shabbos, he knows everything. So the ikah chesar, he does know that today is Shabbos. So they helam Shabbos b'yodai. So that's the ikah shkoge. Ve'inichai ve'la'achas. Ve'imishum melache kaporish. But if the story was different, that he was standing again on the same ladder and he screamed, you're a kaitzer. Kaitzer. So memele, and so he stops. Now also there's a, well, kaitzer. You'll have to be kaitzer in the middle of the week. So Kochach, from being informed that he's a kaitzer, he figured out that today's Shabbos. So it seems that by him, the Iker Halama was, he did not know that Ktzir is a Meloche. V'imishu Meloche Kaporish, Arei Helam Meloches B'yodei, V'chayvel Kolachas V'achas. So Rav Ashi Epis held, if there is a Shkoga Shoroshi, if there's a Yesodistik Shkoga, that by knowing this you know everything. So that's the main Shkoga. So you have to know what the main Shkoga was by this person. Was the main Shkoga Shabbos, or the main Shkoga was Malachis? So in Yesod, Rav Ashi is avoiding the Shaila. That means the Rove asked Rav Nachman a Shaila, if there's equal shkoges, the Shigiges Shabbos, Shigiges Meloche, what din does it have? And Rav Ashi says, we have to see if there's an Iker Shkoge. If there's an Iker Shkoge, so then the Iker Shkoge, that's the Iker Shkoge, so Memele, it depends whatever the Iker Shkoge is, and that's what the Loch will be. Oma le Ravino le Rav Ashi, klum porish mi Shabbos, ala mishum Meloches. Lomparish mimloches, ela mishum Shabbos, ela loishna. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, im mishum Shabbos kaporish, pshat na Ravashi, ze shepirish mina veire. He stopped. Ubol is kaper. So what made him stop? Im mishum Shabbos haisa, sha'omru loi Shabbos hayoim. They told him today is Shabbos. Upirish. Ishtakach, so you see that the whole malacha was done the Mishum Helam Shabbos Hayoise. The malacha was done because he did not know that was Shabbos. Ochi Garsinen. Because we'll see in Taisus there was a different gear, so which Rashi was Moichi. Ve'im Mishum Malachis Halolu Kaporish. If he was Pirish because of the malacha. Shamrulay Malachisu Upirish. A Helam Malacha Biyadai. So you see the Iker Haloma was he did not know that Ksir is also Vezil Basa Malachis. And Ravina told Ravashi, Klum Porish Mishabis, Ela Mishu Malachis. Ksha Omru Loi Shabbos Hayoyim. When they told him that today is Shabbos. Haven, so he understood from by telling him Shabbos, Sha Malachis, Alolo Asureis. The Eloi Asureis, Lama Huskiku Loi Mer Shabbos Hayoyim. Not he understood from that what it is Shabbos that the Malachas are also. He never knew that Ksira was also. But by informing him that today is Shabbos, you're also informed. If he'll hear good, if he understands what Yen is telling him, he understands that Yen is telling him that Ksira is also. One has to understand what is being told to him. If Ksira is not a Malachas, what are you telling me now today is Shabbos? While he's standing on the ladder, so he understands, so he's telling him that Ktzir is a malocha. So by saying it's Shabbos today, he's saying two things. So not, you may, that he was poirish because of Shabbos. Shabbos was the Ika Aloma, Nechti Kitok. He didn't know both, and both Alomas were equal. But by telling him that today is Shabbos, he understands that you're also telling him that Ktzir is a malocha. So Memele, so there's no such thing as a Haloma Yesoidi, Haloma Sharashi. There's no such thing. There's two Halomas. Ela Loishna. Ve'ine Chayev Ela Achas. Ve'ine Chayev Ela Achas. So in the middle there's no difference how he was Pirish. Ve'ine Chayev Ela Achas. So yesterday we mentioned the Marsha says, this is L'cher HaShvera Rashi. How did Rashi come to this conclusion? We had a shail in the Gemara. Rav asked Rav Nachman what the din is. Rav Nachman said one way. Rav said the other way. Then Rav Ashi wanted it, so we had a machlokes here. Then Rav Ashi wanted to be patient and Ravina shlugged them up. So we're back to the shail. So how did Rashi jump to the conclusion, v'nechayev el achas? So the Marsha seems to learn that, Taker, since we have a machlokes, we don't know how to paskin. And it will bring two kabbonis such as shail of chulun lazore. So veinichay velachas. Not Rashi is being poishit the shaila. That's his only chayiv achas. Rashi means v'poil can only bring achas. That's how the Marsha learns pshat in Rashi. Zok the Gemara vayta. So the Gemara now wants to be poishit the shaila. Tot na. We learned in the next Mishnah, Avais Malachis Aboim Chosarachas. There are 39 Malachis. Vavinim Bo, so we asked Akasha on this Mishnah, Minyone Lomali. Why did the Tana have to specify there are 39 Malachis? The one looking at the Mishnah, learning the Mishnah, one can figure out that there are 39. Va'omar Rabbi Yechanin, She'im Ason Kulam Behelam Echot, Chayev al kol achas va'achas. That the Mishnah wants to tell you that there are 39 ovos to tell you that behela mechad, if you will not know that today is Shabbos, if you will not know that these malachas are also, so he'll be chayev 39 kabbos. So the Gemara says, I amrit, which is, he did not know that these malachas are also, because you need the hellam malachas in order to be mechayev different kabbonis. So if there were shigigas malachis, if you did not know about these 39 others, it will be chayiv 39 kabbonis. That is pshat in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is mekasher this Mishnah to our Shaila. Yamrit bishloi mehelem zeve zeve yodichai v'kolachas v'achas. If you will say that Rav is right, that when there's a helem zeve zeve yodoi, so you are chayiv for the shigigis malachis. So it's very good. Ele yamrit helem shabbos biyodei nechayiv v'lahachas. But if you say that since there's a Helim Shabbos, he's only Chayiv one Kolbon, so Memele Shver, why is he Chayiv 39 Kolbonis? That is the Gemara's Kash. Now, looking at the Gemara, on Mishkol Rishon, the Gemara is very Shver. The Shaila of the Gemara was, there was Helam Shabbos and Helam Malachas. That means he did not know that today is Shabbos. That was a Helam Shabbos. And he did not know that the Malachas also. So that was the Shaila. You see, look at the Helam Malachas, look at the Helam Shabbos. Over here, the Mishnah Lachayre, why do you have to make problems? The Mishnah is speaking about Helam Malachas alone. He knew that today is Shabbos. But he did not know that the Lamates Malachas are also. So Memela, there are here, so this is a pure case of Helam Malachis. Zdoin Shabbos for Helam Malachis. He knows that today is Shabbos. He did not know these 39 Malachis are also. So Memela, that's why he's Chayiv 39 Kobonis. How did the Gemara know to be Mekasher this Mishnah to Ashaila? Ashaila's in the case when he doesn't know today is Shabbos. So there is Helam Shabbos. Here he does know that today is Shabbos. But he does not know that these malachas are also. So that is a problem which the Rishonim ask, and Rashi and Tosfos have one mahalach to find for this problem. Let us see Rashi. Also in Lekulon, so Rashi says right away, Hainu helem zeve zeve yod. The Mishnah is speaking about, he does not know about Shabbos either. Why? Who told you? He doesn't know about Malachis. So Rashi says, Lo yoda Shabbos b'midi. This person does not know about Shabbos. Kivon dechol hilchoseho ne'lomais mimenu. Since he can be under the impression that the 39 of Malachis are mutter, so snapshot is he knows about Shabbos, but he doesn't know that the Malachis is also. This person does not know about Shabbos. He does not know that Shabbos is a Yom Shvisa Mimaloche. Ein Chiluk HaYom Mishar Yomim. According to him, there's no Isser Meloche in this day. So this is called Helam Shabbos. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. Today is also Mishvisa. And if we assume that a Helam Shabbos, if you don't know Bechlal, that today is Shabbos, so Memele, so that's a poita, there's no Chiyiv on the Shigigis Malachis, so Memele, this person should not be Chayiv more than one Kob. And if you say that he's Chayiv 39 Kobonis, so you see from this Mishnah, that Helam Shabbos and Helam Malachis, you're Chayiv on the Shigigis Malachis. Heiche meshkaches lo, dine chayiv inish al kol chode. Al kol choch, the only way you can be chayiv, bizod in Shabbos v'shigigis malachis hu, the meshkaches lo. The only way, if you hold that helam Shabbos v'helam malachis is only chayiv one korban, so when are you chayiv 39 korbanis? Bizod in Shabbos, he knows that it's Shabbos, v'shigigis malachis hu, the meshkaches lo. How could it be Zdoin Shabbos? How can he say he knows about Shabbos if he's under the impression that all 39 Malachas are mutter? That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. Eli Yamra tell him, Shalvis b'yodoi, ein echayv ala'achat, eich ha-mashkachas lo, b'zodin Shabbos v'shigigis Malachas. How could he have Zodin Shabbos if he thinks all 39 Malachas are mutter? So the Gemara says, "Honichi sovolo kerabiyoyichin in the Oma." We had learned before that Rabbi Yochanan held kivin sheshogag bekoris afal pi shehizit belav. That's also called ashkoge. Shigigas koris is called ashkoge. Mashkachas lay the yodalei Shabbos belav. He knows about Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos is also belamates malochis. So memelis, that is not called, he doesn't know about Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. That's called Zdoin Shabbos. He does not know that there's an Einish Koris on the Lamates Melochis. So Memele, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is called Ashkoge. Shigigas Koris, even though there's Zdoin Lab, is called Ashkoge. So Memele, he knows about Shabbos, and but he doesn't know that there's Koris on the Melochis, so there's only, this is called Zdoin Shabbos, Vashigigas Melochis. So Memele, this is a portion of the case, therefore Yechayev, Lamates Melochis, Wiklein Gashayla, when the Shigigas Shabbos. Elo Yisov Eloki Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. Damache Yishkag Belav Koris, Rab Shresh Lokish holds, in order to bring, to be called a Shoigig. In order to be called a Shoigig, and a Chayvik Rises, you also have to be Shoigig on the Lav, you don't know the Lav. So a kochach, if he brings 39 kovonis, he does not know that there's 39 oveis melochis. So if he doesn't know there's 39 oveis melochis, he doesn't know about the lav either. So if he doesn't know about the lav, so it's vayter shigiges Shabbos, so he doesn't know of such a musig of Shabbos. Achishkig belag v'kores, so l'chayre, so we're back to the raya, so you see that helam Shabbos v'helam melochis is chayiv. And all the malachas, so the Gemara says, no, the Yodalei Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos is osa, but not in the Lamates Malachas. B'mai, the Yodalei B'tchumim, v'alibe de Rabbi Kiva. He knows that Tchumim are osa min ha-Torah, v'alibe de Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, he knows about Shabbos already. He knows that Shabbos is osa b'dvorim, it's osa b'leleches chutz l'tchum. But he doesn't know that the Malachis are also, so that everybody has a din of Zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges Malachis, and therefore Yechayev al kol achas v'achas. Zogt Rashi, Honicha l'Rabbi Yochanan, Mashkachas lo yishloi nelmi memenu ala krisis, v'yoideya halav, v'haynu Zdoin Shabbos, so he knows about Shabbos. Mashkachas, that's the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Zok Taisvis, Helem ze veze biyodai mal. Aymari, da filu lo yoda le Shabbos b'shum meloche. Afilu Helem ze veze biyodai, so we could learn, Helem ze veze biyodai means, he did not know that today is Shabbos. Zok Tari, da filu lo yoda le Shabbos b'shum meloche, afilu, he knew that today is Shabbos. But he did not know that Shabbos is also b'shum aloche. Choshev lei helem zev zev kidemuchach b'samuch. If he did not know that Shabbos is also b'maloche, that's called helem zev zev. It's called shigigas malochais and shigigas Shabbos. Kidemuchach b'samuch, that's what we just learned. That was the Gemara's raya from the Mishnah. That Helam Zev is Chayiv on Kol Malacha Malacha. The Kama Rabbi Yochanan, he amrit b'shloim Helam Zev is Zev b'yodei Chayiv. Alme, af al gav v'lo yoda l'shabbos b'midi. He did not know that Shabbos is osar in any Malacha. Choshuv Helam Zev is Zev. That's called, he did not know the Malachas. Not he did not know Shabbos. He did not know the Malachas. V'tzorich l'chalek bein zeh l'sheicheyach ikir Shabbos. So Tosfos says, so what is the difference between sheicheyach ikir Shabbos? Sheicheyach ikir Shabbos, he does not know b'chlal, there's such an inyan of Shabbos. So what does it mean? What does that mean? He doesn't know there's such a day of Shabbos. He doesn't know that Shabbos is also b'malochis. That's like sheicheyach ikir Shabbos. He's ignorant completely. Sheicheyach ikir Shabbos is klal, that you only bring one chatos. You do not bring al kol melocha melocha. Because it's considered, that it's not, I don't know the melocha is also. You don't know there's such a thing as Shabbos. So there it's considered, So I don't know about Shabbos. You can't say I don't know Plotim. I don't know this Malach and this. You don't know about Shabbos. So there it's not called Shigigas Malachis. It's called Shigigas Shabbos. So you bring one Chatos. So why over here, if you think that Shabbos is Mutah B'Malachah, you know about Shabbos. Shabbos, Yicholin, that you know, but you don't know about that it's also B'Malachah. So why isn't, so the Gemara calls this Helam Shabbos. You don't know that today is Shabbos. So if it's considered, I don't know that today is Shabbos. Why? Because I don't know Shabbos is also the Malacha. So that should be equivalent to Shochachikir Shabbos. What's the difference? If I don't know Bechlal is such a day of Shabbos, or I know that today is Shabbos, but I don't know what Shabbos is. I think Shabbos is Mutum and Malacha. The Hoche Einei Shechuach Kol Kach. Here, he's not ignorant of so much. The Chimitker Elei Mitker. Avol Shochach Iker Shabbos Hainu Kein Tinik Shenishba Lebein Hanochem. L'chayre Epshatim Taisvus Teretz, Taisvus wants to explain to us that the knowledge that this person knows is enough to say he does not know about the Malachas. I mean, since he knows there is such a day of Shabbos, let me give you a bad example. I don't know if Tosfos holds like this, but the Ramban wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, what did this person think? This person thought that Shabbos, all the Malachas they did in the Mishkan, that you're allowed to do Shabbos. The Malachas they didn't do in the Mishkan, that you're not allowed to do. So it's a Mishlof Adreit. But Al Koponim, he had a picture, Shabbos is also b'malocha, but Grad, his picture was a perverted picture. The malochas mutaris are asa, and the malochas asuris are mutar. But he has Al Koponim a picture of Shabbos that is also b'malocha. No, he's making a mistake, which malochas are asa, which malochas are mutar. So Mamela, so then we could pinpoint him, who could say, by him, there's a such an, you know, Shigigas Malachis. That means he knows that Shabbos is also the Malachis, but he didn't know which Malachis is also. So we can say, there was a Shkoge, that the Malachis are Surahs, but he knew about Shabbos, and he knew that Shabbos is also the Malachis. That's what Taisim is, the Chimitkiri, that means he just have to enlighten him. That means the basics he knows. He knows that Shabbos is also a malach, and now he got mixed up. Which malach is also? The Nahapachu. So Memele, so then you could say, this person is chosel the idea that this malach is also. So that's called Shigigas Malach. Shachach Iker Shabbos kein tinik shenishba lebein anochim. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know bechlal da or musik. So you can't tell, you go to tinik shenishba lebein anochim, you'll tell him today is Shabbos. So what's his? Mazel Tov. He doesn't know anything from knowing today is Shabbos. So Memele, so there is no such musig of Shigigas Melachas. He didn't know the Plotim of Shabbos. He doesn't know Bechlau what Shabbos is. So Memele, there the Shkogi is like there's one Shkogi. There's only the Shkogi. He doesn't know Bechlau the Inyan of Shabbos. Masha'in came, this person, even though he's mixed up, and he thinks the malachis asurais amutoris, aber al koponim, if we say like the Ramban is gewaldig good, the Ramban says, but he held malachis mutoris asurais. So he has al koponim a picture of the Shabbos, that Shabbos is a yom shvisa of malachis. Nor he got mixed up which malachis. So then we could say, so this person knows about Shabbos, but he was unaware of the malachis. So that is called Shigigas Malachis. Omalei erei helem Shabbos b'yodai. Bishvuis b'peirik beis. Boi minei rove merav nachmen. Helem v'ze b'yodai ma'u. Omalei erei helem tume b'yodai v'chayim. Now, it's very interesting. This rove had a one-track mind. And whenever he was learning this type of a sugya, he cleared the shaila. Now, for example, The halacha is, if a person is nichnas b'migdosh b'tume. So it says, one man yoma says in the Mishnah, if there was helim tume b'yediyas migdosh, that means he knew he's standing in the base of migdosh, but he did not know he became tume, he's chayav akol. Helim migdosh b'yediyas tume, he knew that he's tume, he did not realize he's standing in the base of migdosh. He's potter from a kol. So Lava asked, Helem zev zev v'yodei mal. That was Lava Shaila. What is pshat? Helem tume is a machayev. Helem migdosh is not a machayev. So memele, but what if it be Helem migdosh v'helem tume? So it'll be chayev al Helem tume. Other of Shanae, maybe Helem migdosh is a pointer. So memele, if it was Helem migdosh v'helem tume, it'll be potter. That was Ovishaila. Omale, so there what did Rav Nachman answer him? Helem tume b'yodei v'chayev. He said no. Since there's a helem tume, so what did he answer him? He answered him that not the way you thought that helem migdosh is a poiter. No. Helem migdosh is not a mechayev. But not is helem tume. Helem tume is mechayev. That's what he answered him Perik Beis Dishvus. Peiri Kimul Dishvuis. Again, Rav asked Rav Nachman, a similar shayla. What was the shayla over there? There was the shayla that a person, there's Helam Shvuah and Helam Chayfetz. For example, a person made a Shvuah Shloi Oichel Paschita. Now, he'll go and he'll eat Paschita, and he'll forget the Shvuah. That's called Helam Shvuah. So he's Chayabakol. What if he remembers the Shvuah, and he thinks this is Pasa Oirim, and he eats it? So it came out, he was Oiva on the Shvuah because he made a mistake in the Chayfet. So the din is his potter. Helam Shvuah is Chayv HaKol. Helam Chayfet is potter from HaKol. So Rav asked him, mamish the same Shaila. What if it'll be Helam Shvuah and Helam Chayfet? He thinks this is Pasoirim, and he forgot Pachlal that he swore in Paschitim. So Memele, weiter the same Lomdische Shaila. Is Helam Chayfetz, as is not a Machayev? I have a Machayev of Helam Shvuah. If Helam Chayfetz is a Poitel, so you're Poitel. And what did he answer him, Rav Nachman? Hare Helam Shvuah biyode, v'chayev. So we see Rav Nachman also had a one-track mind. Eisus Rovu was the one that was Choyker. And Rav Nachman was the one that said, since you have a Machayev also, you have Helam Tume, you have Helam Shvuah, so you Chayev was getting around that this Helam Migdish and Helam Chayfetz. But when it comes to Masechet Shabbos, we have, right again, the exact same Shaila. Boy, min Erov, me Rav Nachman, here you have Helam Shabbos, that you're not Chayev on the Malachas. And Helam and Helam Alochis, the same thing. And here, Rav Nachman all of a sudden changes his track of thought. And here he says, Helam Shalos B'yodei V'Einei Chayev. What happened? That's the Tosfos Kasha. Osom Shapir, the Mahadalei L'chumra, Fakert, in the Etzem Shaila, if you have two equal Halomis, so Fakert, he said, he was poishet his lomdish shayla. Helam migdish is not a poiter. Helam chayfetz is not a poiter. Fakert, they're not mechayvim. But if you have a mechayiv of helam tume, you have a mechayiv of helam shvuah, so zich chayiv. In the shayla of Rove, he held, it's no shayla. You zich go, if you have a mechayiv, you'll zicha b'chayiv. So you have a mechayiv of helam shvuah, you have a mechayiv of helam tum, you'll zicha b'chayiv. B'hod k'mahadalei hocha l'poitroi. Why did he want a pater over here? Mishum de kosova shigigash shabbos ika. The shigigash shabbos is the main shkoge. The ika ha-mitzvah hi mishum shabbos. The main mitzvah is because of shabbos. Let us say over the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh, perhaps it's a little clearer. The Tosfos HaRosh says, Shigigas Shabbos Iker, the Shabbos hu dechsiv beka. Shabbos is that what's written in the Torah. Pasach mir that the Taisus and the Taisus Arosh are answering as follows. The Shaila in Mesech Teshvuiz was, there were two Protim. Let's say, he's Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. So he doesn't know that he's Tomei. He doesn't know he's in the Mikdash. So these are Protim in the Aveira. The Aveira is Nichnas Betume Bemikdash. And he doesn't know that he's Tomei, he doesn't know he's in the Mikdash. So the Shaila is, when you have these two Protim together, is one Mevatel the other, is one not Mevatel the other. That's the same thing. Helam Shvue, Helam Chayfetz, you have here two Protim. But over here, the Shigiges Meloche is a Shkoge, a Halome in a Prat. That means Shabbos is also Lametes Meloches. So here I forgot about a prat of Shabbos. I did not know that Ktzira is also. Shigige Shabbos, that's not a prat. I don't know the Yisod, I don't know. So here Rav Nachman answered him that it's a Zamin Bechine, if there's a Halome on the whole Klal, on the Iker, so then the halomis of the protim is azamin bechine, like ishrage betira maimahani. That means if this person is ignorant b'chlal that today is Shabbos, so this idea that this malach is also, so this is minute, it becomes bottle to yene halomis. So that's what Taisvus is answering. Taisvus is answering when you have two equal halomis. That was the Shaila in Shavuos. These two are equal halomas. He doesn't know the Midrash and he knows that he's Tamei, or he doesn't know that he's Tamei. These are two equal halomas. But if the Iker he doesn't know, so then when did the Torah reckon with the halomas? When was the Torah machshiv the halomas of the Protim? If he knows the Iker, he doesn't know the Protim, then handle him as the Protim. But if the person doesn't know the Aleph base, he doesn't know that today's Shabbos. So then Bechlal rechen minisht with the halom of the Protim. So they become bottled in Miyuta. That is L'chayre, what Taisvus is answering. That's why here, Rav Nachman took a different mahalach in the whole Shaila. Ve'etzem, we have to understand the fact shot in the Gemara, so why did Rava answer him, Adarabe, I hell him alochas b'yode v'chayev, the Adarabe shouldn't be said, you could disagree, but Adarabe is a little difficult to understand, the way Rava explains Shitas Rav Nachman. Zachtais v'zvaita, Chazinon imishum Shabbos kaporish. So the Gemara says, so, Ravashi wanted to come with a new way out to be poishit to Shaila. We'll see if you told them Shabbos, if this works on everything. Perish bekuntres. She'omru loy Shabbos hayoyim upirish. So you see that the whole halom is because he didn't know that it's day Shabbos. If he'll know that day Shabbos, he'll mamela figure out that it's a malach asura. Because the shemek yava omri leinami melochi, or ye poirish, afeleis kiru Shabbos. How could you bring a raya from one action you told him Shabbos and he stopped working? So you see that because of Shabbos, he didn't know the, so the Shabbos was dika alome. Well, it could be the same thing would have happened if you tell him it's ksir, he also would have stopped. So you tell me, if you tell him ksir, he's chayv, halbe kabonis. If you tell him Shabbos is chayev one, because you're going with the lomdis. What's the raya your lomdis is true? Could be from either one who know the other. So how can you say clear cut facts if they said Shabbos is chayev one kom, if they said Malachi is chayev harbe kobonis? So Taisvus, it's a very shvera rashi. Alonira lari da hochi perushe. He meant something else. imishum Shabbos kaporish. Not you go and scream to him and you see what happened. Sha'ima ba'atzmai. We come over to this person and we ask him, do you have a moidalei a Shabbos levad hoye poirish? Do you have a moidalei a melochis hoye poirish? We put the cards now. If we would know this, would you figure it out? If you know this, would you figure it out? In Kain Elam Shabbosika. So if he tells us, you give him a questionnaire before he comes into the Beis Hamikdash to bring Kabbonis, we give him a questionnaire and we ask him, if you know about Shabbos, would you have been Pirish? If he says yes, so Meli brings one Kalbin. If you know about Melachis, would you have been Pirish? So if he says, no, so then you know Klo. So Meli, so you see the Ikish Kage was Shabbos. In Kain Elam Shabbos Ika, Shuhu Oya Shuhu Ach Yosef. This was the main Shkogi, the main Alam. Ve'imishu Melachis Parish, the Shailina Le, Ve'oma, the Avamoidele Melachis Lahavetzoich Le Duya Shabbos. The Avamoidele Shabbos Avetzoich Le Duya Melachis, Ehel Melachis Ika, Ve'chayavol Kolachis Vachas. That means if he answered the question there differently, he said, if you would have told, he would have found out about the Melachis, he would have realized everything. If he would have found out about Shabbos, he would still continue to work, because Ktzir is Mutar on Shabbos. So, Memeila Avol, Ksheshneyem Shchuchais B'Shove. But what if both are equal? That means if you tell them Shabbos, he knows everything. You tell him Melachis, he knows everything. Or you tell him Shabbos, he knows nothing. You tell him Melachis, he knows nothing. So then, the Halomah Shabbos and the Halomah's Melachis are equal. Mizeh loy poshat klum. So forget, he did, that was the Shaila. Rav Ashi did not want to be poshat the Shaila completely. The Shaila is a Shaila, but he wanted to say, in certain instances, the Shaila does not apply. Your Shaila is when we have equal Halomas. But if one is a Haloma Yisoidi, and one is not a Haloma Yisoidi, then you go, Bas on Haloma Yisoidi. V'loibo Rav Ashi Elo Livshayt Miktas HaBoy. He just wanted to be patient part of the boy. Klaima. Lefa'amim. Sometimes, nucha lahavchim, eze haloma ikra. Sometimes we could figure out if there was a haloma ikri, haloma yisoidi, and then there's a different halacha. If this is pshat in the Gemara, so Tosfos had pshat, have a problem with agirse, which Rashi said, hochi garsinam, but there was agirse in the Gemara, which we don't have. V'loi garsina mashekosov b'svorim. It said like this. Im ishum Shabbos kaporish. So memeile ischayev kol v'nachas. And then I'll tell weiter. V'iki moidi lei a Shabbos. Akati tzorich la duyoy amelochis. El amelochis b'yodeh. It said in the Gemara, in Taisus Gemara, that if, but you'll tell him Shabbos, he won't know about Melachis, then it's Helam Melachis B'yodai. Oh, das Taidach Nisht. Because the whole Ri had said that when they're equal Halomis, then he wasn't Poshit. Then he didn't know what, then you have a Shaila. He didn't say, it wasn't Poshit that Tzad. So Mamela, how could it say in the Gemara, Vikimoidalei HaShabbos HaKatitzach Leiduya HaMelochis Helam Melochis B'yodai? Who says? That's a Sofik that he didn't speak about. The Lefi Mashe Perishri Akati HaVetzoich Lefrushi. This would only be true if Vikimoidalei HaMelochis LaVetzoich Leiduya HaShabbos. When do you say if Shabbos does not make him, that does not enlighten him on Melochis? But Melachis enlighten him on Shabbos. Then it's Helam Melachis B'yodai. But Stam is to say such a statement that if Shabbos doesn't enlighten him on Melachis, so then he's Mechuyev, it's called Shigigis Melachis. That is not a true statement according to the Ri. Ela Gassini Mivshim Melachis Kaporish. Fakir, the Gemara Bechlau doesn't speak about that seer. The Gemara is speaking about the questionnaire. And the questionnaire is, would if you, is there a halame yisaydi by you? That if you would find out about this, you'd find out about everything. V'kama ravine. Now what did ravine say? So now, according to the Riz Pshat, we have a shtickle problem. Like this, we are, according to Rashi's Pshat, we understood Ravina very well. Ravina said, you're fooling yourself. It's not Pshat because of Shabbos, he's Peirish or Malach. When you tell him Shabbos, he understands you're telling him Malach also. You're basing your whole shtick Peirah on a false assumption. He doesn't figure out, when you tell him Shabbos, you're telling him Malacha. But you tell him Hedge, he figures it out. About Kaponim, it's called like, it's equivalent like you told them both. But over here, according to the Ri, we have a problem. We gave him a questionnaire, and we asked him Rochel Bitraktana, and he answered the questionnaire as follows. If you would have told me Shabbos, I could figure out from Shabbos Malachas. If you tell me Malachas, I could not figure out from Malachas Shabbos. So you see this person answered the question there that from Shabbos he knows Malachas, from Malachas he doesn't know Shabbos. So what is Ravina saying? Klum Peirish Mishabbos Mishum Malachas? I mean, he's saying he's Peirish because of Shabbos. So Taisa says, no, Ravina means like this. V'kama Ravina Klum Peirish Mishabbos Ela Mishum Malachas Klayma. Kiven Sheshneim Shchuchim. At the present time, before you enlighten him, so this person does not know that today is Shabbos. This person does not know. Klum porish mishabbos ela mishum malachis. Kloima. Kiven sheshneim shchuchim. Since he forgot about both. At the present time. Bameh shezeh shachuach yaisa mizeh leinafke mina midi. This whole yesod that is a halome yesodi and halome ikri that he didn't want to buy. Ela loishna. The Tavayuti boy, so Mamela, you wanted to say in certain instances, if you'll give him a questionnaire, you'd be able to be Poshet to Shaila because there's a Halama Yisoidi and Halama Sharoshi. Ravina didn't hold that. Abasher Husham, he doesn't know both, that's the Shaila. The Rajba Mikayim Girses Hasforim. The Rajba wants to be Mikayim Girses Hasforim. Umeforish the Rav Ashi bo lifshoit. That Rav Ashi wants to be poishet, according to the Ri, Rav Ashi wasn't poishet to etzem shaila. Rav Ashi says in certain cases we'd know what to do. The shaila is a shaila. But if there's a halome yesoidi, halome ikri, so then that we can be poishet. The Rashba says, the Rav Ashi bo lifshoit. Rav Ashi wants to be poishit the whole shaila. That, what does he want to be poishit? The helem zeh bezeh biyodechai. He wants to be poishit fakert. In the etzem shaila, if there's halomas malochis and halomas shabbos, yechai. No! I mishum shabbos kaporish, but in one case, Imishum Shabbos Kaporish, Shabbos Shchucha Yoisa. In this case, Elam Shabbos Piyod. Then it is not equal. That means he said like this: an equal halom is Yechayiv for all the Malachis. If it was a halom a Yisoidi of Shabbos, then Yechayiv on Kol. The Ikim Aydas Lei A Shabbos Akati Tzorich Lei Duyei A Malachis. So then the Shabbos is not the Halama Yisoidi. Afiliki nami meidas le malachis soich le duya Shabbos. Afili the malachis is also not Halama Yisoidi. Da havi helam zevezeh. Choshiv kehelam malachis v'chayit. So fakert. So Ravashi wanted to say, la aloch I hold helam zevezeh yechayiv on each shkoge bazunda. Yechayiv on each malacha bazunda. But, in one case, if there was a Helem Shabbos, that means if you tell him Shabbos, so you give him your questionnaire, and he says if he would have known Shabbos, he would have known everything, so then that's called Helem Shabbos, and then he's only have one call. Chemuchach midinokat la'el, imishum Shabbos koporish. Then what? Then you have one. Vachinokit imoidis lay Shabbos, he doesn't know the malachis, so then he's chayav. For her, the comma, klum parish mimeloches ela mishum Shabbos. Now we have to understand what did Ravine Shlagop Ravashi. He told them, klum parish, the second half, klum parish mimeloches ela mishum Shabbos. And he says, the first diktaire, he didn't hold of halama yisoidi. That you could say the way the re learned pshat. You say halama yisoidi, no, it's zevizeh. So the Mele, you said if the Shabbos was a halama yisoidi vikril chayv one kol, no, it's still zevizeh. But now, the second diktaire that Ravina said is very difficult to understand. What did he say? He told them, klum, Parish mimalochis ella mishum Shabbos. That means that this is the chapella. He told them it's a meloche. And what did Ravashi hold? If it's a meloche, so mamel that's called helam Shabbos for helam melochis in yechayit. So what is he telling him? Klum parish mimalochis ella mishum Shabbos. Achi perushi. Ella mishum Shabbos. Ataishi gege Shabbos iker. Lo yemachayev alochodet. Bin yenachla avapoich midi kivin the bishneim shove chayev al kolachas. So Taisva says that here Ravine went to say the same svara that we had before in Taisus b'shem Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said whenever there's a Helam Shabbos, there's a svara to say that the Iker is the Helam Shabbos. So Melo, that's Ravine. So before Ravine had mitkepans mit Ravashi. If you say Zev is Chayiv al kol melacha melacha, but could be. But I could agree with you, but that would you assume that Helam Shabbos is Iker. I don't hold such a thing of Helam Shabbos. I don't hold such a thing of a Helam Yisoidi. And then he says there's a Svar, Bechlau Yosvar, that Helam Zev is there, is Chayav HaKolachas V'achas, is also Lav Milsa Pshuta. That is the end of this Taisvis. Now we're going out of the frying pan into the fire. The next Sugya is not much easier, but let's start going. Zok te gemar, but it's a new sugya. It's a new sugya. Omar Rove. Kotzar v'tocham kegroigres v'shigigas Shabbos uzdoin meloches. That means, looks more complicated than it really is. This person did two meloches. He was a kotzar and a toichim. And he did not know that today is Shabbos. He knew that you know to be kotzar v'toichim v'Shabbos. So kotzar v'tochen ki groigris b'shigige Shabbos uzdoin meloches. So now, let us stop over here. If this person would right now realize that he did wrong, he was a machalo Shabbos, what would the din be? The din would be, he's chayv one chatos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Shigige Shabbos uzdoin meloches, you chayv one chatos on all the meloches you did. He did two meloches b'shigige Shabbos, so you bring one chatos. But this person did not get enlightened as yet. After that, he made kiddush, so it's a bissel gedrei tekop. So he didn't. V'chozar v'kotzar v'tocham ki groigris b'zdoin Shabbos b'shigigas meloches. Now he did again the same two meloches, but now it was done. Bizdoin Shabbos, v'shigiges meloches. Now, when he did it, he realized that today is Shabbos, but he forgot that Tzire and Tchine is also. Now, let us take the second case, Bezunda. The second case is a simple case. He knew that today is Shabbos, and he did not know that Tzire and Tchine is also. So, Memele, so what should be the din if we find out about the second case? He brings two kobonis. Because the second case is a case of Shigigas Melochis. The first case is a case of Shigigas Shabbos. So we have a person who twice did two Melochis. For the first Shgoge, he's Chayiv one kol, because it was a Shigigas Shabbos. For the second Shgoge, he's Chayiv two Kobonis, because there was Shigigas Melochis. That would be without any other complications in cheshbonis. So l'chayre, for the first shkog is chayv one korban, and for the second shkog is chayv two korbanos. But now, something else happened. V'noida loy, after he did both, That means he was twice Kaitzer in Shabbos Bishgoge, twice Teichen in Shabbos. V'noida aloi, now he found out, al tzire utchina shel shigiga Shabbos, uzdoin malochis. Now he found out about the first chilul Shabbos. What shall he found out? He found out that he was the two malochis b'shigiga Shabbos. So what did he do? So he was mafresh one kolbe, because that's what one should do. When one did two melachis b'shigigi Shabbos, you mafresh one kolbe. So he was mafresh one kolbe mchatas. But we have to bear in mind that he was mafresh this kolbe mchatas after he had a second time been koitzer and a second time been teichen. So that means he was twice Mechalo Shabbos with Ktsire, twice Mechalo Shabbos with Tchine, and then he was Mafresh one called Menchatas. V'chazar v'noid aloi, now he found out, after he was Mafresh this Kolben, al Ktsire val Tchino shel Zdoin Shabbos v'shigigis Melochis. Now he found out that about the second time, that there was Shigigas Melochis and Zdoin Shabbos, that he was Kaitzer and Teichen B'Shoigig. But there was Shigigas Malochis. But the Maila is over here, he was Mafrish the Kolben after all the Shkogis. Zok the Gemore, Ketzire Geireres Ketzire, Utechina Geireres Tchina. This person will get away with one kolb. The kolbin that he was mafresh for the first ktsire, since lemaise, when he made the second ktsire, it was still behelem echot. That means he never knew that he did a chet. There was no yediyas chet bentayim. He got a little mixed up with his alomis, that before he knew that Ktsire is Osa, but he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Now he knows that it's Shabbos, doesn't know that Ktsire is Osa. But Al Kolponim, looking at what this person did Shabbos, he was twice Koitzer, Behelem Echot. I mean, and he didn't know that he was doing an Aveira. He was twice Toichin, Behelem Echot. He did not know that he did an Aveira. And for the first Ktsire and Tchine, he only has to bring one Kolben. And he was Mafrish the Kolben for the first Ktsire and Tchine. Because when he was Mafrish the Kolben, he didn't know Bechlal about the second Ktsire and Tchine, which the second Mitzad Asim would be Chayv to Kolbonis. So this one Kolben, just like it is Bekoya, to be Mechaper on the first Ktsire and Tchine, so it's bekoyach to be mechaper on the second tzire tchine. That is what the Gemara is saying. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kegroigres shiuhu lechol isurei malochai shel Shabbos ba'oichlem. Whenever there's a malecha Shabbos that involves oichlem, so one should know the shir oichlem is kegroigres. Kotza kegroigres. V'tochan kegroigres. B'shigiga Shabbos is doin melochis. So for this shkoge, for this chilul Shabbos, the loy mechayiv elochode. There's only, is mechuyiv one kolben, because it was doin melochis b'shigiga Shabbos. So you bring one kolben. V'chozar, v'kotzar kegroigres, v'tochan kegroigres. Bizdoin Shabbos, v'shigigas malachis. Then, there was a different shkoge. There was shigigas malachis. The chayiv tauti. For these two shkoges, since there was doin Shabbos, v'shigigas malachis, ye chayiv two kobonis. V'loi noida loi bintayim shechota. But in between, he did not know that he was chayiv. There was no, like this is a din yediyas mechalkais. If a person did one chet and then he found out he did a chet and then he does it again, so he brings two kobonis. But he never knew that he did a chet. So memele, this whole Shabbos, the two ktsiris were in a matzav of helem echot. V'noidaloi achrei kein alaktire. Later he found out alaktire, that he was koitzer, the first tzire. V'alatchine, or he found out about the first tchine, kloima, oi al zu, v'cholshken al shtei. Or could be he found out about both of them, the basacha. Or could be he found out about both of them, but al kaponim he found it out before he was makrib the kol. Let us not go in the chiddush of Rashi over here. Shel shigiga Shabbos usdoin malachit. So is mafresh one kolben v'noydolar shel shigiga Shabbos usdoin malachit v'hifresh chatos. So he was mafresh one chatos. V'chatos zu mechaperes al shteyim. The chatos he was mafresh for the first goge, which was a shigige Shabbos, is mechaperes al shteyim. The chodu hu de mechayev aleh, because he's only mechayev on kolben. Shigige Shabbos, shechayev on kolben. So then the Gemara says that on the second tzire tchine, he does not have to bring any kolben whatsoever. Tzire geireres tzira shniya bekaparosa. That the kolben that was mufresh on the first tzire schlep mitzir to be mechaper the second tzire. Utchino, and that same kolben that is mechaper on the first tchine, geireres so it schlepped mitzich the second chine. V'niskapru kulam, and everything became miskaper with one kol. So Rashi explains what is the lomdis. We'll see there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisus, but Rashi says the lomdis is as follows. The kaimalon, we have one klal. Ochal shnei zeisei chelev behelem echot. If a person ate two zeisim of chalev with one halom. He did not know that this is chalev. And he ate one bite, and an hour later he ate another bite. Einei chayev ela achas. Even though there were two achilas. But the halacha is, halom echad makes it for one ma'is avere. It's considered like one big achila. Is v'zesha also shtei k'tziris be'elam echad. In this Shabbos, he was twice koitzer, being ignorant that he's mechal Shabbos, shloi noida loy ben k'tzira le k'tzira shechata. There was no inyan of yediyos mechal kais. There was no inyan that in between he found out that he did this chet and he has to bring a kolben. Then you cannot make a wholesale kolben. Va'af al pi zuktach Rashi shehelomo shel shniye cholok tzas mishel rishoin. How can you say it's helam echot? It was a different alomet. By the first tzire, he didn't know that today was Shabbos. By the second tzire, he didn't know that this was a malacha. Aber saif saif helam echot. Udalai noy dalai chetai. He didn't know that he did a chet. Bentai. V'yediyas chet hu de mechalekes. When does one have to bring two kobonis if bentayim there was a yediyas chet? Hilkach. Chato zu. Shebo alaktire utchino rishoine. Atavayu kaime. This chatos goes on both the ktsire and tchine of the haloma rishoine, because there was a shigige Shabbos. Veniskapru ima ktsire, so with this first ktsire, kol ktsire sha'olov shenasu be'elam echad. All other ktsires that he had made being ignorant that you're not allowed to be koitzer today. V'imatchina niskapru kol atchina isha olav k'shesom behelem echad. And with this tchine, he'll be miskapru kol atchina isha olav k'shesom behelem echad. That is, if noidaloi, if he was matrish the korban first on the shigige Shabbos, so then he'll get away with one korban on the ktsir and tchina, which was the shigigas melachis. Avol, let's learn the Gemara a little further. Avol noidaloi, al ktsire shel zdoin Shabbos v'shigigis melochis. But what is if he first found out about the second halomim? He first found out that about the shigigis melochis, he found out he was a shigig in ktsire and a shigig in trine. So how many korbanos does he have to bring? He has to bring two korbanos. So he says as follows. So the ktsire, the second ktsire, could automatically patter the first ktsire, because that was behele mechot. And the tchine that was together with the first ktsire will also become potter, because we'll see, that's a din greire. The tchine becomes nigrar together with the ktsire. Utchino shekinegdo, but the second tchine was shigigas melochais bim kaimai medes. So that means that if he first found out about the second shkog, about the shigigas melochis, so for the ktsire he could be mafrish one korb. And the ktsire will take care of the second ktsire, the first ktsire, and the first tchine. But the second tchine he has to be mafrish a second korb. So trashi, avu noi deloy ala ktsire achroine. But if he first found out about the ktsira achroin, shebiz doin Shabbos v'shigiges melochis, v'hifrish oleh korbin, he was mafresh a korbin on the ktsira. Hoye ubi korbin ze loy shaykh et tchina shima. In this korbin, the tchina will not become the skaper, the v'shigiges melochis. The akol chodem echayiv, he's chayiv on each one, he's chayiv a besundere korbin. You have a misyad light of life. Who would know about both, so he would have to bring two. Is tzira gerer is tzira rishayne, utchina ima shal rishayne, utchina achroine shekinegdo shal rishayne. So that's opposite to rishayne bim kaima imedes. This one still needs a kolm. Chi misyad alay, when he'll find out, mechayiv Allah is chayiv. So Rashi explains, Ktsire gereres ksine kemishpote shnei zeisich heile vele mecha. The two ktsire is, since when he was mafresh the kolben, he was twice over this ktsire, so it's like shnei zeisich heile vele then. Utchino shim ktsire rishoyne heine mishum greira. This is not hele mecha, this is a different meloche, but this is greira. The Ava gav the ike kolben lav mishum ktsire the bahado, so even though I didn't bring the kolben for the first ktsire, but since the top ktsire is niskaper together with the ktsire bas reise, gororol the tchina she'ima des adin greire, that the tchina that was done with it b'shigiga Shabbos, shreshtema yitluis b'kol b'nechot, ben kapor lezu b'lo yizu. So this is all one avere of shigiga Shabbos. Abo tchina shekenegdoi medes b'mkoimo, the greira, the greira, loyam rinan. I won't say now, since the first trina became the skaper with the korban and the second ktsire, so the two trinas will be miskaper. The greira, the greira, loyam rinan, l'chipur trina achroinem trina rishoine. Mishum shnei zei secheile vele mechot. The kamai se gufe, be greira hi de mechapre. The first one was also only miskaper als greira. Greira le greira le yamrinon.